B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a billionaire diamond trader has died after suffering a heart attack during a penis enlargement operation in Paris.
So a billionaire, works in diamonds, you figure, has everything you could possibly want, except a big penis.
He's had an issue with this.
And that's what did him in.
I saw this. I was like, is this real?
Yeah, I think it is.
Even if it isn't, it doesn't matter.
Still.
Ed Ari Laniato is his name. 65 years old, was at an unidentified private clinic on the Champs-Élysées on Saturday when complications during surgery proved fatal. The experienced diamond expert's heart attack happened when a substance was injected into his penis. Mr. Laniato's company, Omega Diamonds, which is based in the Belgian city of Antwerp, confirmed his passing.
Was it a thick French sauce?
A friend of Mr. Laniato's, who wished to remain anonymous, said that he was always focused on his appearance and how others perceived him.
He was a sad billionaire.
According to his friends, the only time he forgot about his lack of height was when he asked his accountant to read out his bank statement, something which he did multiple times a day.
This guy was on shaky ground to begin with.
Yeah, Mr. Laniato reportedly owned the most expensive penthouse in Monaco, worth more than $45 million.
What this is all worth when I have a microphallus.
As well as a house in the plush L.A. suburb of Bel Air, where he was said to have loved to drink bottles of Chateau Margaux with models and celebrities.
Wow.
In 2015, he sold the world's most expensive diamond, called the Blue Moon of Josephine, to Hong Kong businessman and convicted felon Joseph Lau Leng-Hung for $48.4 million.
Dear God.
The Belgian-Israeli billionaire, whose exact fortune is not publicly known, was in trouble with the authorities in 2013 as he had prevented a tax evasion trial by agreeing to pay out 160 million euros.
You figure, with all this money that this guy has, that he could afford maybe a little bit of discretion.
Yeah, he does have all those money.
With all those money.
With all those money.
Look at me, I have all those monies, and still I have a tiny penis.
But, it was just something that he couldn't get past.
Yeah.
You know?
To me, that would pep me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Having $1 billion?
Yeah.
More than $1 billion?
It's amazing how large your genitals appear when you have $1 billion.
Yeah. All right, so this is a bit of a lengthy story, but this woman is a hero. An Olive Garden waitress called the police on a family acting strangely at dinner, saving the children from their allegedly abusive parents. Jordan Cooper, 21 years old, a waitress at Olive Garden in Paducah, Kentucky, during her Sunday night shift, table of customers. A man, woman, 11-year-old girl, and a 20-month-old baby gave Cooper a bad feeling. The baby was sitting in a high chair, she said, with a blanket over her head. When the blanket came off, her face had black and blue bruises.
Oh, my God.
Cooper also saw the man acting aggressively toward the baby. She said he shoved breadsticks into her mouth and said, "You better eat this," and got in her face while she whimpered. The 8-month-old pregnant server told her coworkers, one of whom conspicuously photographed the family while taking a group snapshot for her table. She said, "My colleague zoomed in on the family and asked her customers to text us the photos, and it was a team effort. The man and the baby made 2 trips to the men's room without a diaper bag. On the 3rd trip, Cooper, this girl, followed them in and said, 'What are you doing?' The man ran out of the bathroom and quickly got the bill, and she said, 'Well, I guess I'm leaving too.' So she went outside with the family as they got in their car. She jotted down their license plate number. She said they drove away so fast, the mom didn't even strap the baby into the car seat. So she called family services.
Yeah, what
she
happened?
She called the police. She posted the co-worker's photo that they had taken.
Yeah.
And put it on Facebook and said these people came in and you know, pointed this out and basically was saying, you know, pointing out what had happened. So one of her close friends, a 911 operator, responded and helped send information to the police. That evening, Mark Lee Pierce and Jessica Woodworth were arrested on charges of child abuse and aggravated assault. And they say the home was deplorable and all these, you know, horrible
8-month-old kid with bruises on his face?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Horrible. No, it was a 20-month-old baby.
Oh, 20, okay.
The waitress was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, okay.
But she... I mean, that's fantastic that she got involved like that.
Horrible and fantastic at the same time.
Agreed. This is a great story, too. It's a little long as well, but this is really, really good. A self-proclaimed nerd from Georgia read the often ignored fine print on an insurance contract and ended up winning $10,000 in the process.
Oh, my God.
Donalyn Andrews recently bought some travel insurance from a Florida-based company called Square Mouth. Andrews and six of her closest friends traveling to London together, and the high school teacher wanted to secure the trip. So she said she's nerdy. She always reads the fine print on contracts and also policies and agreements. This time, her diligence paid off. Hidden deep within the text of her square mouth insurance policy was a contest to win $10,000. It had buried instructions for claiming the grand prize in the fine print of every 10-leg travel insurance contract. And it read, if you've read this far, then you are one of the very few 10-leg customers to review all their policy documentation. It included an email address and said the first person who replied would win a prize. It reminded her of an old trick, because she was a teacher,
yeah,
that she used to do with her students. She said, I used to put questions like midway through an exam saying, if you're reading this, you can skip this question. So she read on. And her habit of being meticulous had never won her $10,000 before, but that's what happened. Squaremouth explained the secretive contest on their website after she won. They wrote, we understand most customers don't actually read contracts or documentation when buying something, but we know the importance of doing so. We created the Top Secret Pays to Read campaign in an effort to highlight the importance of reading policy documentation from start to finish.
How long had that contest been up before she won it?
A good question. I do not know, Steve.
I'm going to read everything now.
On top of that, they also, not only did they give her the 10 grand, but they also donated another 10,000 to a children's literacy charity and 5,000 each to two high schools as part of their Pays to Read campaign.
I never read those things.
No,
I never
I don't
read
either.
The agreement.
No.
Whenever I get software, yeah, whatever.
But
yeah.
You also got to think, for $20,000, they just got international exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wise investment.
Mm-hmm. It's great. And that's, I love that they did that. It's really cool. All right, one more story. Maybe you guys saw the video of this. A utility worker should count his blessings after walking away from a near-death experience last month, according to a driver who captured this incident on his dashboard camera. Andrew Wolf was driving west down US 90 when a truck in front of him clipped a utility worker's bucket.
Yes.
So it's like a cherry picker up high, and the top of this truck hits the bucket, shatters it. The worker had been working on lights, standing in the bucket over an open highway lane. And a bus following Wolf's truck just before the bucket fell could have killed this guy. The worker could have fallen directly in front of him if it weren't for the safety harness, which saved him from hitting the road. The bucket shattered, forcing the cars to swerve further out of the way. And he said, it spread debris on my truck as well as on the bus. Amazingly, the worker was able to walk away when they lowered the crane. Wolf said the worker, as well as the driver who struck him, were shaken up after the ordeal. The worker was taken to a hospital but didn't appear to suffer any major injuries.
So those bucket cranes and all those things are very cool, but when you get up there, when they're extended at their full height, it's a little wobbly, nerve-wracking.
But it wasn't high enough, and it was hanging over the highway, and
the top
of the truck hit it, and it just shattered, and this dude should have been dead, but he had a safety harness on.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
So we'll start with this. A Russian warship with a vomit-inducing weapon has been spotted off Britain. The Admiral Korshkov is reported to have been fitted with the Filin 5P42.
Which is,
a futuristic dazzler type of device which can cause enemy forces to miss their targets by blinding them, inducing delirious conditions, and vomiting as well.
Yes.
A UK Royal Navy ship is monitoring the Russian frigate and three support ships. Yep. The Filin 5P42 can fire a strobe-like beam that disrupts an opponent's eyesight, hindering their ability to aim their weapon at night. It's also capable of effectively suppressing night vision technology, laser distance sensors, and range-finding systems for anti-tank missiles from as far as 5 kilometers. But the most interesting part is it can make you puke.
Yeah.
40% of the people who were involved in the testing of this weapon felt dizzy, sick, and disoriented. And 20% of the volunteers are said to have experienced a ball of light moving in front of the eyes.
Yeah, and it's they originally designed it for crowd control, and so they amped it up for military purposes.
Drivers on an interstate in the Bay Area wound up in the cash lane on Monday as a family member chose a unique way to remember its loved one, and that is by dumping $500 on the highway. I mean, right at the high, just cash flying everywhere. Multiple people contacted the California Highway Patrol after wads of cash ended up strewn across several lanes. Dash cam footage shows cars coming to a stop as drivers and passengers rushed out to grab the money on the highway's southbound lanes. Family members who asked to not be identified told the television station, excuse me, that interviewed them that they had thrown about $500 out of their car, all in $20 bills.
That would be illegal.
On the way back from a funeral. Well, they didn't get in trouble for it or anything.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
You're throwing money onto an active road?
Dumping the dough was just a way to honor the man who died, according to a family member. They said, quote, it's an Oakland thing.
Did this guy die by chasing money across a highway?
When officers arrived at the scene, all the money was gone, by the way. A stolen ambulance was recovered after fleeing from police and crashing in southeast Portland. Police later said a patient had stolen the ambulance.
What's with this ambulance stealing?
The man was being transported in the ambulance after standing in the street and acting erratically. Paramedics had convinced the man to go to the hospital by ambulance. And during the ride, the man somehow or another took control of the ambulance. Paramedics weren't injured and were out of the ambulance when it drove away.
And are people thinking that these ambulances are some part of a ride share program?
Maybe. While the driver, while driving the stolen ambulance, caused three other cars to crash, no one was seriously injured. The ambulance eventually was stopped when police used tire flattening devices on him, and the man was taken into custody and taken by a different ambulance to the hospital. It's unclear if he will face any charges. Well, a Kentucky man is accused of stealing more than $75,000 worth of beef tenderloin over several months.
Wow.
42-year-old Billy Wethington was arrested in Louisville on Friday and charged with theft by unlawful taking.
I love tenderloin.
Police say Wethington worked at an undisclosed business, and during each shift, they said he's accused of shoving 8 to 10 beef tenderloins into a garage bag and then putting it in his vehicle.
As a means to what end? Was he reselling or eating?
You know what? I don't know if they ever found out. Yeah. Wethington was captured on surveillance video stealing the beef. The business lost more than $75,000 and up to $100,000 over the course of 8 months.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of beef.
That's a lot of beef.
The newspaper says police didn't initially reveal what Wethington did with all that beef that he is accused of stealing.
It's disgusting.
There's video footage of this. It's interesting. Four men tried to steal an ATM from a Maryland 7-Eleven, and it turned out to be trickier than they had anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
Police released a two-minute surveillance video of the burglary. The video shows pickup trucks smashing backwards through the storefront, and then three masked men climb over the debris. Slowly but surely, they load the heavy machine onto the orange-painted steel hand truck, which they brought with them to execute the heist. On one hand, it seemed like they came in with a plan, but that quickly unraveled as things got going. Now, the would-be thieves struggle with the ATM, and one suspect appears less than helpful, drawing a punch from his partner, encouraging him to pitch in. He wasn't helping, so the dude hit
him.
It took them a while to get the ATM on the dolly. It appears that the driver of the truck got a little restless sitting out there, and he decided to just leave. So he took off while they're still trying to load up the ATM. Finally, the masked suspects get the cash-filled machine out of the door. The ATM falls off the hand truck onto one of the suspects.
He's under it, trapped.
Those things are heavy, too. The suspects realize that the ride is gone, and at that point, they took off, leaving the ATM laying in the parking lot, but returning for the hand truck, they went back and got it.
It's like Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We were stealing an ATM earlier, and we left our hand truck.
Police think they've tried this before, as a similar operation failed two nights earlier, so they've kept on trying. One last story. Let's end with a nice one, okay? I think this is a good way to go into the weekend. A group of restaurant employees could be doing the iconic I'm going to Disney World commercial without even winning the Super Bowl. Workers at State Farmers Market Restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina, were told a few months ago that they were all going to Orlando with the entire trip paid for by the business's owner, a woman named Gypsy Gilliam. But last week, the rumor or dream trip came true. They didn't think she was legit on it.
All you guys have to cover is the cost of your airfare and your hotel.
20 employees and their families. She locked the doors of the restaurant for a couple days, and they went to the Mickey Mouse Palace. Gilliam paid for everything. Hotel, food, rides, all of it. The only rule that her guests had to follow was to have fun, worker said.
From now on, you work for free.
I thought that was kind of nice. And not necessarily bizarre.
No, but it is very nice, the old biddy.
Pay for everything. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.